A strong biblical foundation is the baseline for Christian growth. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to build on principles from God's Word.
We may suffer much for the Lord's sake, but our response is not to be the world's response, striking, picketing, writing mean letters. There are so many today that are involved in hate speech and lashing out. All of these people that talk about tolerance, 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 boy, can they be some mean bloggers. There's very little moderation on the internet.
Spiritual discipline sounds great in theory, but putting it into practice takes time and determination. In our series, Building Below the Baseline, Pastor Chappell illustrates the importance of building the part of life that no one else sees, but God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our churches and homes today need Christians willing to build their lives on eternal truth rather than worldly trends. Our series today is designed to give us practical lessons that will help us pursue a life marked by biblical wisdom. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called Building Our Thoughts.
Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Let's turn there for just a moment. Isaiah 26, 3. Wonderful verse in the Bible. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Right? Now, so oftentimes people get so frustrated and oftentimes flying off the handle. But it's often an indication of what's below the baseline. Because out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth what? Pew, speaks. But the Bible says, thou wilt keep him. That's the word keep. It's like this word that we find here in verse 7, that he will keep your hearts. Here it says, thou wilt keep him. You're guarded. God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. You see, if I'm having that constant awareness of the greatness of God, if I'm letting my moderation be known because God's here, then there is a confidence that comes into my life. And it's not self-confidence, and it's not the power of positive thinking. It's confidence in the fact that God is here and God is in control. Fanny Crosby was blinded as an infant when a doctor prescribed for her illness of eyes the wrong medicine. Despite that trial, Fanny Crosby avoided bitterness, and as many of you know, she became a prolific hymn writer. One of the most well-known hymns of Fanny Crosby is this hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, in which you'll find this line, Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell, for I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. Amen. Right? So here's a woman who lost her eyesight to a doctor who mistreated her, and she's writing this song, and I know whate'er befall me, he, God, doeth all things well. This is the woman that has below the baseline a real walk with God. And so God speaks to us about having positive thoughts. He tells us, rejoice in the Lord. And he speaks to us about having prayerful thoughts. And he challenges us with this fact. Keep your hearts and minds through this prayer process. And then notice thirdly, as we close tonight, he wants us to have pure thoughts. He wants us to maintain pure thoughts below the baseline. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things. And he comes into this list. And I want just to briefly look at this list tonight. First, notice the description of pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. We come first to the word true. And if you're taking notes, it means true in character. And God's word says that we're to think on those things that are true. So many times we think on the what ifs, things that aren't even in reality yet. I get so tickled with people that worry about global warming. I'm not a scientific expert on the environment in that sense of the word. But I'm an expert in this much, that God's in control. And other people that worry so much about war and this and that and all the rest of it. Now, all those things are bad, but the fact of the matter is that we're to focus on the things that we know to be true right now. And the fact is that we must come to that place of being true in our thoughts, whatsoever things are true. And then he says honest, things that are honorable. A lot of times people meditate, especially in today's environment, with respect to the internet, on things that are absolutely not true and absolutely not honest. Years ago, I just completely stopped even trying to deal with slander or untruths that have even been said about me or this ministry by people who've never even met us. But the fact of the matter is, there are people that are out there that, whether it's a ministry or whether it's a company or whether it's just their opinion about something, that their thoughts are not true, nor are they honest. And you're going to have that from time to time. And the fact of the matter is, God says, I want you to think on things that are true, honest. Thirdly, I want you to think on things that are just. Just. Righteous. Things that are pleasing to the Lord. Fourthly, he says, things that are lovely. Things that are lovely. That means pleasing, acceptable, amiable. He says, think about things that are uplifting. You know, say, I heard this about so-and-so. You know what you ought to do in that case? Pray for them. We ought never to rejoice and meditate. That's why I don't think it's ever a wise thing for someone to share all the details of their past sin life. You don't need to know all that. It's too much information. You don't need to constantly think on those types of things that aren't lovely. If someone says to you, well, we had some problems in our past, don't be one of these Christians like, oh, really? What kind of problems? Oh, yeah, I remember back when we used to drop LSD, and I remember back when we went to the Led Zeppelin, and all of a sudden you're telling somebody something that's putting a thought in their mind, and all of a sudden it's just really not a pure thought process at all. It's creating more of a problem sometimes. You say, well, we had some marital problems before we came to this church. Nobody in this church needs to know about it unless it's maybe a pastoral staff member because you're getting some counsel or something, but you don't need to constantly be thinking and talking about things that aren't lovely and that aren't pure. Often when Terry will counsel with a young lady about her life and her future for the Lord, she'll remind her of that. You don't need to tell everything to your friends in the singles department that you ever once did. You don't need to constantly think about it. You know what my Bible says? What sin are you talking about? It's as far as the east is from the west. If God's covered it, why do we keep bringing it up? Don't ruin your future by living in the past. So think on things that are true and honest. And again, there's so much today that's just out there that's just angry ranting that people want to make about other people and about other situations. So things that are true and honest and just and things that are lovely. And then he gives this, things that are of a good report. I don't know about you, but from my vantage point, there's not enough good news in the world today. Every single thing. I mean, and I want to be informed. I've got some news apps, and I, you know, I guess I appreciate that. But I mean, everything, every day is always bad news. And you know what? We've got some good news. It's called the gospel. We ought to talk about that. We've got some good news. Hey, did you know some people got saved this morning? It's a blessing, and there are still some good things that are happening. This is what God says. I want you to have pure thoughts. And again, I think of the acrostic, think before you speak. Is it true? Is it honest? Is it inspiring? Right? Well, I just don't know about that they did. Does it really have to be said? The fact that you don't know? Maybe there is something else that you don't know to it. Maybe it's good to wait. Think. All right? And that's what he tells us here. Look at verse 8. He says, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, then say the last four words, please. There's that word, think. Is it true? Is it honest? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary that you say that? Is it kind that you say that? Think on these things, okay? And God wants us to have the development of pure thoughts, the description and then the development. He said, here's how you develop it. Here's how you maintain these thoughts below the baseline. You think, you meditate on these things. Get a hold of some things that are good. Hey, how about this? God's given you salvation. He's given you a place to live. He's given you the blessing of being here tonight. And here's what I find. I look right here. You can have 98% blessings, and if you're not careful, you'll think only of the 2% problems. That's human nature, isn't it? It's human nature to complain when it's windy, but not to be glad when it's nice. And we need to think on the things that are a blessing. Think on these things. Turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity, how many thoughts? Below the baseline, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Lord, do you want me to think that? Is that pleasing to you? Bringing every thought into captivity. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why I challenge you to do your best to avoid negative, frivolous speaking people. People that constantly their thoughts are not edifying or encouraging. In fact, the Bible commands us that our speech is to be to that which is to the use of edification, building someone else up. And how do you develop that? Notice as we close in verse 4. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise. If there's something good that you can say, say it. All right? You say, are you saying we can't say anything negative? If it needs to be said, it needs to be said in a loving, kind, Spirit-led way, in a constructive manner. But the Bible commands us that we're to be looking for things that are virtuous and we're to develop approved thoughts. Notice the word there, praise. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Thoughts of praise are thoughts that are approved by God's criteria, thoughts that bring honor to Him. Now, when it comes to your mind, your thoughts are either thoughts that are being renewed or reduced. There's either the renewing of your mind or the reducing of your mind. And impure and negative and thoughts that are constantly negative thoughts are going to reduce your mind. Thoughts that are biblical thoughts are going to renew your mind. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me ask you a question tonight. Below the baseline, how are your thoughts? Below the baseline, how are you handling your thoughts? How are you handling your care? Are you having positive thoughts? Rejoice in the Lord. Prayerful thoughts? Bringing your cares to the Lord. Pure thoughts? Things that are true and lovely and of good report? Or below the baseline tonight, are you stewing and stewing? Maybe your husband start to hurt a little bit. Maybe your wife's hurt. Maybe the kids. Not a lot of people would know it, but you and the Lord know there's some stress fractures going on there. Maybe you need to change that process of thinking tonight to a biblical thought process. And I can't think of a better time to do it because I don't know what you might be stewing about, but I know that the cross has a lot to say about it. I don't know what your trial might be, but Jesus suffered and died for our sins. He was tempted in all points like as we are. I don't know what your complaint might be, but I feel it would probably be rather small in light of the cross of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.